For Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from ITFA 2014, joined by filmmaker Hannes Friis Hansen, who is presenting his film The Circus Dynasty here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us first.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about what your film is, what your film talks about?
My film, The Circus Dynasty, it's a story about a dream between two of the most prestigious circus families in Northern Europe. One is the tent owner, the Berdino family, and the other one is the most award-winning family, the Caselli family from Germany. And they have worked together in a very tight alliance for the last 20 years, and they always had this dream, could they unite their two families? Because the grandson of the Berdino family and the daughter of the Caselli family, they have been grown up together, and suddenly they fall in love, and it's really, it's the highest achievement of the dream about the two families, right? The two families. So when they get engaged, then of course the movie is about how can they deal with the pressure on their shoulders, how will they deal with this story, and then it's a very visual background to portray a young love story, right?
That's it. That sort of becomes the driving force of the film. But of course, you know, this circus comes with a whole, you know, style in its own right. I mean, the colors, it's a very colorful world. It's a very interesting world. What was your personal inspiration to develop your documentary inside this particular world?
Yeah, but I've always been very fascinated about circus. I would say a lot of people among, let's see, our environment in documentary film, I think they don't appreciate circus. More or less, they hate traditional circus. They disrespect, let's say, mainstream circus. But I've always been very fascinated. And the reason why I've been fascinated by circus, it's not when it's stupid clowns running around after each other. No, I've always been fascinated by very, very good jugglers, by very good trapeze artists, where you have, let's see, the people who try to achieve the superb precision when they are doing their acts. I've always been extremely fascinated by that. But there's a long way from that fascination to make a story. So, yeah. Of course, the challenge was to see, could you open the doors into these small homes, right? Or the homes on wheels, right? Or the mobile homes. Could you actually open the minds? Because this is show people, right? And it's people who are doing entertainment every day. So how good do you go behind the false eyelash and all the makeup piece. And so on, right?
Exactly.
But that is the main reason why. And of course, I've been making documentaries for quite a few years. So I knew that it was very important for me to find a strong character-driven story in the circus, and when I knew about this alliance between the Caselli family and the Berdino family, and even that there was a love story, then my documentary notes tells me, okay, then there are a chance or a possibility to make a good documentary about it, right? And then there is another point, is that rather quickly I realized that after this award-winning family Casellis with their four African elephants, they won the Golden Clown in Monte Carlo. And after that, the biggest and the most prestigious circus in the world, the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, they were going to hire them to the United States. So I knew from the very beginning, would the alliance survive this pressure? Would they say yes or no to this very rich American guy, Kenneth Felt, from the Felt Entertainment? Yeah, that's more or less, let's say, the bricks of the... Yeah. Of the documentary.
But then how did you talk him into becoming a part of this documentary?
All good documentaries are mainly always based on this access, right? So and the better the movie is, I think very often it is because that the access is difficult.
Yeah.
And also it's not the typical, let's say, the typical environments that we can always make documentaries about. My first meetings was with the circus director, Benny Berdino, and I made him clear what my agenda was. And I think circus people, they would be very, very, very cautious about how would they portray the way that they treat their animals.
Yes.
And how will they deal with tax department in their country. So actually, I told him that these points were not my focus points. That I was going to focus on the on what were in their minds, what were their daily life, what was their the key points in their life, right? So yeah. so that was how I opened up the Berdino family. And actually, because I've also made documentaries that are known in Denmark, and he have seen some of these documentaries, so he trusted me in that sense. And with the Berdinos, we had some meetings with the Caselli families, and they knew rather quickly that I was interested in the love story. Yeah. And you know, I just started very slowly juggling with the young son.
Yeah.
And then I bought I had a caravan, and I bought this license to drive this caravan. So I went on with the circus for two seasons.
You were part of the whole circus process.
It sounds like a man in his middle cries that leaves his wife and his children and just goes out with the circus. But this was just hard work.
In this film, you actually, first of all, I should say that, you know, it's not, like you said, it's not just a show, but it's a preparation for the show. It's getting ready for the really hard tricks. But in a visual sense, it's also delightful to watch because, you know, the circus is a very colorful and stylish environment in its own right. So I'm wondering, how did you decide what style, the visual style to employ and for this documentary?
Actually, this is the most easy part to make in the movie, in the sense that it is so colorful and it is very visual attractive for a documentarist, and it's very attractive to put on a big screen, right? But what one of my choices was that you know, when you just these circus arts, let's say the show, the acts, when you put circus music on them, it's just... That was one of my main decisions from the very beginning. Okay, I wanted to bring the audience into the ring. So I took off the traditional circus music, and I knew from the beginning that I would compose music to the act.
Yeah.
And then I would visually, I don't know whether you notice or not, but actually I made many times that I'm standing in the center of the ring of the circus filming. And that's one of these tools that I use to bring the audience into the arena, right? Or into the ring, right?
Yeah, I recall even that trick that I was talking about earlier, that particularly difficult trick where the, you know, this amazing flip in the air, and this really, this tension is whether or not it's going to work, because in rehearsals they have problems doing it. Right?
Yeah, and you're very close up. It is, let's say, my love declaration to traditional circus also, and I think that it's important that you... Because it's so effectful when you there, it smells of candy floss and popcorn, and you have this da 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 music and all this. So you have to sometimes just take all of this away from the movie, and then just to focus on what is the key point or the central scenes.
And I thank you very much for taking the time and talking to us about it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.